studying this week is Parshas Boy. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Boy el Paroi. Come to Paroi. Yani ichbadati es libo v'eslev avodo. Because I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants. V'mashisi oisei sei eila v'kirbei. In order that I place these signs within him. Rashi says, Boy el Paroi.
His heart was hardened only as long as he wasn't willing to totally
a simon pruer vu multiply like the time of Galen. So one time a Roman garrison, they were in power already in Eretz Yisrael. They passed by and they took it away from them. So the Yidden are tough. You know, they don't take this lying down. They beat them up. They went back to the emperor and they said that the Jews are rebelling against you. So the emperor sent his troops to fight against the Yidden. It says over there, there was a Yid was from the south that he could give one jump. He could jump a tremendous area and kill many Goyim mamish in the process. Be able to wipe out Goyim left and right. So when the Roman emperor saw that he was fighting, he was killing the Romans, he took his crown off his head, he put it on the ground, he said, Rebbeinu d'Alma Kula, please, if it's possible, don't give me over to this man. I don't give my malchus over to this one man. So he totally subjugated himself to Hashem. He put his crown on the ground. And Lehebuch, this Gibor, he said something. He said, Kim, you have left us, and you're not coming up amongst us. As if he was, like, saying happy courses. And the end result was that he was killed, and the Romans, they won. But you see from over here the same meter, that if a person is totally machmir himself, not for the Shmaruch, he took off his crown and put it on the floor, that brings out a tremendous tiyata d'shmaya. And that's a lesson to us. If we're willing to totally be mavato ourselves to Hashem, it'll bring us tremendous bracha and tremendous tiyata d'shmaya. There's a question of why the Chalda HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring so many makas on Klal Yisrael, especially when you learn the Haggadah, how many makas there were. Like we say, there were 10 makas. It's Etzvel again, it was the Yad of Hashem. There was a lot more makas that are mentioned in the Torah. Why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring so many makas? The Adaras El Yosef of the Shteitan Pasik in Micha, he made Seis Chomeres Mitzrayim, I read in the Floyd. The way I took you out of Mitzrayim, I will show you the Floyd's laws in Lovely. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not only make these needs and these wonders for now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made these wonders for laws of Lovely as well. And he placed them in Mitzrayim, and myself and similar bonim, that these are the Floyd's are going to work for us to take us out of Golas. Now, the Golas that we're found in right now is Golas Edom. There's a tremendous kesher. Edom is Esav. There's a tremendous kesher between Paray and Esav. If you take the letters of the word Paray, Pei, Reish, Ayin, Hey, we know that every letter in the Alevites has the Nidwa. You see a Pei in front of you. But the Nister of that, if you pronounce the word Pei, is a Hey. That's the silent part of the Pei. Reish, if you pronounce it fully, is Reish, Yud, Shin. The Reish is what we see. And the Nister, the hidden part of that, is the Yud, Shin. Ayin is the third letter of Parai. Ayin is what we see. Yud, Nun is the part that we pronounce, but you don't see it. And Hey, the last letter of Parai, the letter that we see is the Hey, but it's pronounced with an Aleph as well. If you take the gematria of the hidden letters of Pei, Reish, Ayin, Hey, you take the gematria, that's the Hey of the Pei, the Yud Shin of the Reish, the Yud Nun of the Ayin, and the Aleph of the Hey is the gematria of 376. That's the exact gematria of Esav, 376. So that's what the Torah says over here, Dr. Adaras Elio. In order that I put my signs within him, within the name of Parai, I am placing my signs. What's shot? I don't only have Parai in mind. I don't only have the Nigla, the Pei Reish Ayin Hey. I have the hidden part of the word Parai in mind. And that is Asa, that is Edom, who's going to be in charge of the future goers. Within the name of Parai, these Nisim are going to affect Golus Edom as well, as going to take the Yidden out of that last Golus. Umolu Botecha, Ubote Kol Abadecha, Ubote Kol Mitzrayim. But the Chliyakar asks a question, the Seder servant, and then come the houses of the rest of Mitzrayim. So the Seder Advarim should have been, at first, the locusts, they hit the outside, that's the houses of Mitzrayim. Then they invade further, they go to the houses of the officials and the servants, and then they invade all the way in, and that is to the palace. So what it should have said was, Umolu Batei Mitzrayim, Ubatei Kol HaVadecha, and then Batecha. But the Torah says the exact opposite. Umolu Batecha, Ubatei Kol HaVadecha, Ubatei Kol Mitzrayim. Why is that? So Zotik Liyokar, this was Shaloi Kiderach HaTeva. You're right. By natural means, it should have first hit Batei Kol Mitzrayim, and then the house of Yavadim, and then the house of Barak. But over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started where the Aveira started. The Aveira started with Tare. He was the source of all of this Aveira being Meshavet Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it Shaloi Kidera Kateva. Although normally, the locusts would go to the outside and come from the outside, working their way inside. Over here, it was Tumtum HaHapach. It started where the Aveira started, that was with Tare. And then it worked its way outward. His servants, then all the way out, to the Batei Mitzrayim. If he that, the Kli Yoker says, he answers another question. It says about the Arba, Lufon of Lehoya, Kain Arba Kamayu, Ba'achra Loyiya Kain, and afterwards there won't be another one like it. Rashi really asks the question, I look how you find in the times of Yoel, there was one that was bigger than this one. And Rashi says, Yoel was a mixture of all the different meanings together, but over here by Moshe, there was one in a lot. According to what I'm saying, Kamayulayya means that there could be in the vastness, in number, it could be there'll be bigger plagues of locusts, of Arba. But as far as going Shaloi Kidera Chateva, Shaloi Kiseder, instead of coming from the outside in, it started on the inside in the house of Parai, Kamayulayya, that will never ever happen again. And the Makkah of Choshech, it says, Vayet Moshe es Yodai. Moshe Rabbeinu stretched out his hand al HaShemayim. Vayhi Choshech HaFeilo, V'choleres Mitzrayim, Shloish es Yodai. The Rashi brings down, V'lama Hevi Aleim Choshech. Why did he bring Choshech upon them? Shahoyu B'Yisroel Ba'ifei Hador Rishayim. V'lai Rotsu Ozei. They were Rishayim that did not want to leave Mitzrayim. V'meksu Shloish es Yimei HaFeilo. And they died during these 3 days of darkness. Why? So that the Mitzrayim should not see them dying and they'll say, oh, look, there's also Yidden dying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this not to be seen, so he made them die during the Yimei HaFeila, during the days of darkness. So Chatzka Levenstein, they Tavim HaKadosh Levrach, the Sefer Yad Yecheskel asked the question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to change the Teva and make Choshech and make the Rishon B'davka die during these 3 days? He had plenty of time to do this. Hashem knew in advance there are going to be Rishon that don't want to leave Mitzrayim. He had plenty of time. He could have made a few die here, a few die there. Natural death. And that way the Mitzrayim would not realize that they're dying. And fine. So why not go to Baruch Hu? You have to make a Choshech now in order that the Mitzrayim should not see them dying. He could have done this over a longer period of time. The Emperor of Chaskel. He says the emphasis is that Kol's not, it wasn't a year to go out yet. These Rishon didn't really have that Yetzer that said stay and don't go out. Because the Gula was a long time in coming. It was not on the horizon. So these people didn't really think, we don't want to go out. Yetzer didn't do his work with them yet. It's only now, when Pari was beginning to weaken, when he said, Hashem HaTzadik, they said, Niva Mi'ahoyuchim, it was already starting to weaken, and the Gula became imminent. It's only now that the Yetzer started putting it into their hearts, no, stay, don't go out, remain in Mitzrayim. So only now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a reason to kill them, and he B'davka had to bring the Choshech to kill them in 3 days. But throughout the lengthy period of time, the Gula was so far away, they didn't give much thought to it, and the Yetzer didn't do his job with them. They didn't have that urge to stay here. It's only when it's Nagel Lemaisa, when it came time to going out, when the Geula was imminent, that is when the Eitzahara, he started working havoc with them. The Chaskel says that we have to know the ways of the Eitzahara. A lot of times, we'd like to do a a certain mitzvah. We like to be makabel on ourselves. And we have this excuse, and we have that excuse, and we have that excuse, and we have that excuse. And finally, all the excuses fall by the wayside. And now finally, when you have the opportunity, the Yetzirah dampens the rotzen, he dampens the chesed. Why is that? Because until now, the Yetzirah did not have to do his work. It wasn't possible for me to do. I had a belt of excuses that were holding me back. It's only now, when it's already imminent for me to do the avodah, to do the mitzvah, I'm going to be zeichet to a tremendous madrega. Oh, now the Yetzirah does his thing. And now he takes away your chesed. But Kozman, it wasn't possible. He didn't have to take away your chesed. Now that the possibility exists, so now he takes away your chesed. That's what happened with the Yidden and Mitzrayim. Kozman the Gula was far away. You didn't have to work on that. And they didn't have it in their hearts to stay Bedavkin. It's only when it was holding already close to the Gula, that's when he placed it in their hearts and they decided, we're not leaving, we're staying. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually killed them in the last minute in those last 3 days. Dabri Nova Ozmeha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, speak to the ears of the nation. The ears of the Gishmeh Reyehu, the Gishmeh Rehusa, Klechasa V'Kleisa. So, Rabbeinu Bechaya asks the question, this is Amish Gneva's Dabs. You're going there to the Mitzrayim and you're saying, can I borrow this keli? Can I borrow your pots? Can I borrow your clothing? And the end of it is you're taking it away from them. You're stealing it. Is it Shayev that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that the Yibrak name is Daz and Mamish Kneivus? So Rabbeinu Bechaya says no. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that you find in a couple of places that the word Shaila is a lashon of giving it to me b'matan. You find by Gidoin, Eshalon Yikem Shaila B'titnuli Ish Nezem Sholoi. Over there you see, I'm going to ask a Shaila and give it to me. So you see that the word Shaila is Shaila by giving, and they talk to Esther B'madonna. You find that in other places as well. However, when you can give another tenant, I'll be the Gemara in human. The Gemara said this human says that when Alexander came down to Yerushalayim, he look at Khilov threatened to conquer Yerushalayim, and the Yidden appeased him, Shimon HaTzadik appeased him, so the Alexander wanted to be taken around, and the Yidden sent the Chacham Gvir ben Kiseh to take him around a different site. Now when Alexander was there, there were people that came from various nations with their tithes against Klal Yisrael. Canaan came along and he said, the Eretz Canaan is ours, and the Jews are away from us. And Gvir ben Kiseh took out a safe diary. He said, see, says, Canaan Evan Lavardim, Mashakona Evan Kona Rabbi, but the Evan is kind of belongs to us. Yishmael came along and he said, that we're the Yikr, you know, why should Klal Yisrael get Eretz Yisrael? He took out the post and said, we was an Apilakshim, nothing not done, I sent over to an Apilakshim, Yishmael was the son of Hagar. He was sent off. Finally, Mitzrayim came with the time that he didn't ever get us out of everything. Like Chazal famous Ephesus brachis, he made us into a mitzvah, saying, but talking like a wave of water that was emptied out of all of its fish. We were left empty. They owe us that money. The Gvir ben Kiseh made a cheshbon. How much does a worker get paid in one day? How many workers were there? Is about 600,000 or whatever. And make a cheshbon. It was after a short period of time in Mitzrayim that all the money in Mitzrayim was emptied out. They owed that money al-Pidin. It belonged to Klal Yisrael. And they over here was not Gneivus Das, it was not regular Gneiv. Gneivus Das is only if you're being Goyrim to take something that's not yours. But over here, this was the hidden money, fair and square. And the Mitzrayim were Mekuyev to pay for it, even though Pari made them work. Because if you remember, Yosef sold all the Mitzrayim to Pari. They were Avodim, Ashokan, Evid, Kanan, Rabbi. So all of their belongings really belonged to Pari, who owed the B'nai Yisrael for their work. Hashem of Yisrael wasn't the B'nai Yisrael that were cheating over here. They were only taking back what was rightfully theirs. There is a says in the Pasuk, for Varti Beretz Mitzrayim B'Laila Hazeh, the case he called the Chor Beretz Mitzrayim, they owe them by the Hema, who the Chor Kol Elohei Mitzrayim Ezer Shvatim. All of the gods of the Mitzrayim I will make judgment, and the Hashem. So, the Chan of Asim is there. The Tavik Mekadosh Levraka asks a question like, what's the Chiddush? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKol Yoko. He's the, has all of the powers of the world in his hand. So it's the Kaychi to do Shvatim with idols that are made out of wood and stone. Like, what's the God? The Chan says, amazing, you say. The Chan says that this is a Havdoche, that all of these spiritual ideals that all of the nations have throughout the years, they always come up with new ideas, with new ideals that they think are going to save the world, and the world's going to be a different place because of that. You know, communism, when communism first came out, it was a shaykh. And you had the German culture, everybody was pakleif for hundreds of years with the German culture. And the Imamish, they thought that they would be the saviors of the world. And throughout the generations, there was Avodah Zarah, it was Minus, there was the Greek culture, and every single one of them proved to be a fallacy. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Every single one of these man-made ideals that is supposed to save the world, I will show their fallacy. This time, right now, we're seeing the fallacy of democracy. Democracy was a gewaltige Gesag. It still is a good principle, it's a gewaltige Gesag. But Agav, it's not a terrible Gesag. It's not a terrible principle. Then I tell you, we have a Melech. A Melech is a monarchy. There has to be a Malchus al-Pitayla. And the Melech has to subjugate himself to Hashem. But that's not a democracy. That is a Malchus. We see now how democracy is coming apart at the scene. And that's where Rav Chanan says, V'chol Elohei Mitzrayim Eser Shvatim, with all the gods, with all of these progressive ideas, these man-made ideas, that don't contain any Yerushalayim, Eser Shvatim, I will make judgment. I will show you that they are nothing. In the Haggadah we say, we quote a pasuk in Yechezkel that speaks about Klal Yisrael, and it says, "Va'at Eirayim Ve'Eriyim." You are bare and naked. The first of Shad. We know the Medrash says that we didn't have any zchusim, we didn't have any zechuyos, we didn't have any mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us dam pesach and dam yua, and in that zchusim we went out of Mitzrayim. That's Va'at Eirayim Ve'Eriyim. But the Telzer is Yeshiva, really may have lost that self as a much that. At the emphasis, you could understand the hot air of the area with a positive connotation. The Yidden were in Mitzrayim for 210 years, and they became enamored of their power, of their culture, of their advancement, of their Avodah Zarah, of their Kishuv, of their strength, of their might. They were very enamored with them. But now at the end, when they saw that the Mitzrayim came totally apart at the seams, they saw the Hashkos of the Mitzrayim, the Hat-Eirin, the area. You used to clothe yourself in the Begonim of Mitzrayim, in the ideals of Mitzrayim, or in the ideals of the secular nation, be it Germany, be it communism, be it Zionism, be it whatever. You used to clothe yourselves in the foreign ideals. One ended up after everything. You see the failure of each and every one of them. Ba'at Eirayim Ve'Eriyim. That's not happening before Mashiach. Before Mashiach, every single Avodah Zarah, every single man-made ideology has to fall. And we have to see how those are not levushim for us. Those are strange levushim for us. Ba'at Eirayim Ve'Eriyim. The quicker we realize how bare we are, being samech on their ideologies, the quicker we'll be able to put on the big day kedusha that Mashiach will bring us, we'll be zeichet to that. V'neheira v'yameinu, amen. A good Shabbos, everybody.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
A good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.